You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's in London, so he's very close to springtime and to Nigel Farage. There are elections pending, local elections, and there's a by-election, parliamentary elections, and there are two mayoral contests that one of the major newspapers, The Independent, predicts will all go reform's way. What reform is requires some careful explication. Reform is Nigel Farage. Nigel Farage is from the Brexit days, the Boris Johnson Brexit days when they were all aspirational. Nigel Farage is a force of nature. I've sat with Nigel Farage in my studio in New York once upon a time. He's extremely pleasant. He's very well spoken. He's very casual about everything. And what he has to say is reasonable. In other words, what's not to like except the rise of reform. Joe, what is the ambition here? To become the Tories? To take over the Tories? Because everybody's pointing fingers in all directions. Can we say what Nigel Farage wants to achieve?
Well, reform is interesting because, as you pointed out, John, it is the latest iteration of a protest party that really started during the Brexit political battles before 2015 and that referendum. And the party has been getting traction more recently as a protest party against this consensus, this view that the political consensus in London is failing the country. They had a great deal of success in the last national election last year for Parliament, where, you know, they only won a handful of seats, but they got a much larger proportion of the vote than people might have expected. And what's interesting about them is that they managed to pull votes from both the centre-left Labour Party and the centre-right Conservative Party. So they are forging an electoral coalition between blue-collar working class voters who might have supported Brexit and have a more populist tilt, and then also, weirdly, the libertarian wing of the Conservative Party. And I think that because reform is capable of pulling voters from both of the mainstream parties, you can talk about them starting to have a chance in some of these elections.
And so the Liberal Democrats, the Tories, and even the red wall, the Labour's red wall in the north, all are attractive to Nigel Farage. I can see that because he's anything you want him to be. That was why Brexit was so successful. It was the rainbow over the horizon that we were going to achieve. And is this a situation where the dog doesn't want to catch the car, Joe?
Well, so I think that, the other issue that plays in here is immigration, which is one of the party's strongest issues because Britain also faces an illegal immigration crisis, especially at the English Channel crossings, and sort of dealing with that influx of migrants, which is politically contentious in a lot of the areas where reform is very successful. And I think that the big test for them now is going to be if they do start winning some of these local government elections in the next couple weeks or so, are they able to govern effectively? Because that's often where these protest parties start running into trouble. It is very easy to organize a protest movement around the idea of just throwing the bums out. But the problem is that once you've thrown the bums out, you're faced with this term of several years where you are responsible for making sure that the trash gets collected and the stray dogs get caught and the schools are run properly and all of the other things that the local governments do. And so I think that if Reform does have a good local election, the big test for them will be, do they know how to govern competently? And that's going to have a lot to determine whether they can start seeing more success in some of these parliamentary elections.
AfD in Germany, the national rally in France, I could go on, the Brotherhood in Italy. They all have hard edges. Does Reform have a hard edge? We have a minute.
I think Reform's edges are rather softer than some of the others, because they've always sort of fused that general economic populism with a libertarian element, and they sprang out of the Conservative Party. And Farage himself is very strong-willed on issues like immigration and Brexit, but he's, otherwise he is a fairly moderate figure, much more moderate than you would think to hear his critics here. And so I think that from that perspective, Reform is quite different from some of these parties on the continent.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London waiting for Reform and Nigel Farage on the telly. He writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.